And then I heard a voice, a kind and gentle voice that was familiar. "Bee," said the voice. I turned from the window and saw Sarah. She was standing in the aisle and she was smiling. Charlie was holding her hand and he was smiling too. He was wearing his Batman outfit and he was grinning as if he had just killed all the baddies.
"We is in the sky, isn't we?" he said.
"No, darling," said Sarah. "We are in the sky, aren't we?" I did not understand what I was seeing. Sarah reached over the guard and she put her hand on my hand. "Lawrence found out what flight they were putting you on," she said. "He's not entirely bad at the end of the day. We couldn't let you go back alone, Bee, could we, Batman?" Charlie shook his head. Now he looked very solemn.
"No," he said, "because you is our friend."
The guard, he did not know what to do. "I've seen bloody everything now," he said. Finally, he stood up and made room for Sarah and Charlie to sit beside me. They hugged me while I cried, and the other passengers turned around in their seats to stare at this miracle, and the aeroplane flew all of us into the future at 550 miles per hour. After some time, they brought us peanuts and Coca-Cola in tiny cans. Charlie drank his too quickly, and the Coca-Cola came out of his nose. After Sarah cleaned him up, she turned to me. "I did wonder why Andrew didn't leave a note," she said. "And then I thought about it. It wasn't Andrew's style. He didn't really like to write about himself." I nodded. "Anyway, he left me something better than a note." "What?" Sarah smiled. "A story." At Abuja, they opened the aeroplane doors and heat and memory rolled in. We walked across the tarmac through the shimmering air. In the terminal building, my guard signed me over to the authorities. "Cheerio," he said. "Best of luck, love." The military police were waiting for me in a small room, wearing uniforms and gold-framed sunglasses. They could not arrest me because Sarah was with me. She would not leave my side.